All right, let's get to our first guest on our WI Live line. We have Denise Rowan from the American Legion, making history as she became the first female commander of the American Legion. Congratulations, Denise, and thank you for your service, too.
You bet. Thank you. It's an honor, Steve, to be. It's an honor to be with you. It's a bigger honor to be national commander of this great American Legion family.
So I have to tell you, the American Legion is one of those organizations that's been around for quite some time. And at one point, almost everybody I knew that was a veteran or maybe had family members, moms and dads, grandparents that were veterans, they were all part of the Legion or maybe the VFW or similar organizations. But over the last 10, 15 years, I have to say, I have noticed a decline in about the only folks that you'd see at the Legion were what we call our seasoned citizens. Is that something you want to change?
It is something I want to change. And with that theme of family first, it's a matter of helping the communities understand exactly what it is the American Legion is all about. And when I look at that theme of family first and I think about all of the veterans who have served in our military, when we went off to basic training, we got a new family during basic training, and we started depending on new brothers and sisters that we maybe didn't know before. And then from base to base and new locations that we go to across the globe, as our military personnel, we get those new families. And when we get back into a community, to get that sense of community and that sense of belonging, we find the American Legion family. Now, as the American Legion family grows, we are taking care of our veterans and their families, our military personnel, those who are currently serving and their families, and all of the work that we do within the communities. So I am asking American Legion halls across the nation to open up their doors to the community, invite the community in so they can see exactly what it is that the American Legion does. And I'm also trying to remind those who are currently serving, are currently serving military personnel, one day in the military means that you're a veteran too. So you're eligible for membership. A lot of people think that they can't join the American Legion or a veteran service organization until after they retire or after they get out of the military. And we're saying, hey, come be part of our family now while you're still serving and see what we do. We have a fantastic website that tells all about the American Legion and what we do, and that's legion.org. I invite the community, the nation, to go out, look at legion.org, and get a better understanding for all of the great work that we do in communities across the nation.
So let's talk a little bit about exactly that. What is the purpose of the American Legion? What does it do?
So the American Legion is founded basically on four pillars. And the first one that people always think about is taking care of veterans, making sure that veterans get the health care they deserve, that making sure that if they're eligible for veterans benefits, that they get those claims filed and processed so that they get taken care of. The next part is national security, national defense, making sure that our military personnel have the equipment that they need to get their jobs done, as well as making sure that national security issues are taken care of here on our soils and across the nation. The other two pillars are very major also. It's about Americanism and making sure that our nation, that to be an American means that you give back to the community in some way. We're voting coming up in the very near future. We have people voting. And then, you know, to be an American, you give back. And our fourth pillar is all about the kids and helping them understand and feel safe. So those are our major four pillars, just being there like a family would be there.
Where is the best place to start? Maybe is getting involved with, like, the American Legion. Is it the website or stop by and visit one of the local Legion halls?
So the website will help you find a Legion hall. There's a place that you can locate posts at. But from that site, the legion.org, will help you understand. But, yes, I ask you to stop by a Legion post, and hopefully they'll be open. There's some posts that aren't open all the time. But just stop by. Take time to talk to some veterans. There are some amazing stories. And the grandpas that you're going to talk about soon, I've got to meet some of those people sitting at Legion posts and get to hear their pages of history that they wrote. There's amazing stuff out there. There's amazing stories. And just to get to sit down and talk to a veteran, World War II guys, Korean War, Vietnam era, current serving, there's amazing stories out there and characters, too.
Oh, I'm no doubt about that. How many members are there currently?
We have a little over 2 million members. And that's in the American Legion itself. But the American Legion family, we have over 3 million when you add in the American Legion Auxiliary and our Sons of the American Legion, and we have American Legion Riders also. So we're all there working as a family, taking care of veterans and our military personnel and their families.
Now, what would you say the difference is between the American Legion, the VFW, and some of the other organizations? Do you all have, like, different focuses? Because that's a question that a lot of people, I think, are probably wondering. Well, you know, why do we have so many of these organizations? Aren't they all catering to the same group, so to speak?
Well, I can speak for the American Legion. The American Legion's those four pillars that I talked about, taking care of our kids and the youth and the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign War, they are war-era veterans who served overseas or in a war era themselves, while the American Legion are people who served during that same time. However, they did not need to have left the country. They were just showed the willingness to serve, to step up and volunteer. We do a lot of the same things, but each of us have our own niches, our own things that we take care of. And I like to look at the American Legion, and I refer back to our website, legion.org, that we are doing the work in our communities. It's absolutely amazing, taking care of our nation, one person at a time.
Yeah, I think that our country definitely, our service people from our different wars and different conflicts definitely need organizations like the American Legion to get together, to commiserate, to share stories, to de-stress, too. I think there's a lot to be said for fraternal organizations like this to give people who have experienced so much that we can't even begin to imagine, the trauma that war and conflict brings, to be able to share and talk about it openly.
Exactly. And it's not just those who actually served. Our military families are going through a lot of stuff, too. So it's a whole family connection that we have. When we get into Legion halls, it's amazing to see how our Vietnam-era veterans are making sure that our currently serving military personnel get the welcome home that they may not have gotten when they came home from Vietnam. Just the fact that they listen to each other, and the fact that when we start talking post-traumatic stress, we have Vietnam veterans who are moms and dads of some of the people who are currently serving, and as their kids are coming home from our current conflict, and they're trying to help make sure their kids are taken care of, they're realizing that they may be having some issues themselves that they've never really settled in their own minds, and families are getting the help that they need. They're taking care of. They're getting help with post-traumatic stress issues. They're getting just the time for somebody to sit down and listen to the stories, and listen with that open mind that says, you know, I think this person needs some extra help. And that's what we're doing in Legion Posts across this nation, is actually getting to know one another, saying, hey, you're part of our family, and we're going to make sure you're taken care of.
And once again, where can people get more information about the American Legion?
You can find out all about us at our website, which is legion.org, just www.legion.org.
Well, we appreciate you dropping by and giving us a little bit of insight into the American Legion. We've been talking to Denise Rowan. She is the first female commander of the American Legion, national commander, and I'm sure that you are going to take the Legion to new levels.
I hope so.
All right, and thank you so much for dropping by.
You bye. Thanks, Steve.